Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living.
Suppose you awaken in the morning, and as you step outside of your home, you discover that in the night someone has painted a C on the front door of your home. Your heart momentarily stops beating. Other Christians in the small church you attend have had the same experience. Your blood runs cold. You also notice a piece of paper stuffed under the door. You pick it up. A terse message says, "You have 48 hours to evacuate your home and leave the village where you live. Failure to do so will result in your deaths." "That couldn't happen to me," you say. "We've lived here for many years." Don't be so sure. In recent decades, our world has radically changed. Literally millions of Christians the world over have become victims of persecution, which disrupted the peace and tranquility of living in a pluralistic society where there were Christians and Muslims with a smattering of other religious groups living in relative harmony. While the scenario I've painted may never take place in the neighborhood where you are, and I hope it will not, the fact of the matter is that vast numbers of Christians in Iraq, Iran, Pakistan, and elsewhere have experienced just what I described. While it was not a C that was painted on the doors, it was the Arabic equivalent, and the message was very clear. Three choices: flee, pay a tax, or convert to Islam. No, there is a fourth choice, and that is being a martyr for the cause of Christ. The reality is that persecution has radically intensified in recent years. This is neither something new or something that should take us by surprise. Persecution of Christians, says the website Wikipedia, can be traced historically from the time of Jesus in the first century to the present hour. While persecution is never welcomed, it should not be a great surprise when it knocks on your door. In the upper room with the cross on the horizon, Jesus told the disciples that the time would come when they would be scattered abroad. And then he said, "I have told you these things, so that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have trouble." But he said, "Be of good courage, I have overcome the world." The word Jesus used was the Greek word thlipsis. It's translated difficulty, persecution, or affliction. Some 20 years later, Peter, who was eventually crucified upside down for the cause of Christ, wrote to believers and said, "Dear friend, don't be surprised at the painful trial you are suffering, as though something strange were happening to you. But rejoice that you participate in the suffering of Christ, so you may be overjoyed when his glory is revealed." Question: right now, where you live, where you work, where you go to church, have you experienced a pushback by some because you're a Christian? Perhaps it is the sarcasm you get because you wear a gold cross, a necklace, or nick this bumper sticker, or you are actually brazen enough to actually bow your head saying, "Thank you, Lord, for my food," before you eat your lunch or dinner. Vast numbers of people would say, "Yes, I have experienced some of that, and I feel intimidated because of my faith." Well, if so, what you will hear on Guidelines this week is just for you. It is not only over there, but it is becoming a reality right here. You have just heard Guidelines. I'm Harold Sala. The series of commentaries that you will hear this week are rather sobering because they deal with the suffering church. And the reality is, wherever this program is heard, there are measures of persecution or repression because of your faith. I hope you'll be listening. Invite a friend to listen too. Go to our website at guidelines.org for resources that will help you.